ticket. Give it to me, baby. You know it. I'm too emotional. Good luck to my future wives and the future lives without me. You guys will do great. I'm sure that I've prepared you for every guy you'll date and every guy you'll marry and every guy you'll hate. It's the lullabies I sang out of tune. That's probably what did it. Or my twin size mattress that I had since I was 7 that we have to sleep on whenever she spends the night. And if she falls off again, she'll find another guy to like, which is Romeo and Juliet. But getting drunk and eating Percocets, but just to ease the stress. But soft with light, the yonder window breaks. It is the east, but Juliet just puked off the balcony. How romantic. Nothing like getting drunk and getting manic on a motherfucking Monday. I brush the bangs behind her lovely little ear as she describes in detail how the end is truly near. Wow. And I'm sure that we could do this for forever, or until we drink the poison, cause she sees some cloudy weather as Rosaline lies in bed seething wide awake because a burning love for Juliet only took a day. And if Romeo and Juliet continue to be married, then there's half of a chance that the kids will get embarrassed when all the kids at school talk about their parents. And Romeo Jr. has to say they're not together. And Junior will dream of the day when he's a man and what he'll do to avoid that 50% chance of his kids feeling the way he feels. He'll probably just stick with the Netflix and chill. Dear Shakespeare, could you write a happy ending, please? Could you write a happy ending, please? We just deserve a happy ending, please. Please. And every sting from every teardrop, from every ring at every pawn shop, I'm not missing both my Christmases. Though family would be nice, in my dreams my kids are happy, and I know that they won't mind one Christmas. Just one Christmas. Just one Christmas. Just one Christmas. But dear mom, conversations from a couch haven't ever felt the same since you looked dad in the eye and you told him that things are about to change. My mom was made from Adam's rib, and the marriage went south when the snake came back and asked my mother out to dinner. And my dad found out and asked my mom what that's about, and she said, oh, it's nothing, but dad loves to shout really loud. Loud enough to knock the lamps and dressers to the ground in my memory. I could hear Chopin's nocturnes playing in the background. A slow train wreck, you'll close your eyes but forever hear the sound. And boy, it's tough, cause that's the sound of people falling out of love.